this life, gotta make your own deals, chase your own thrills, pay your own bills. On the outer loop, sitting on chrome wheels, phone synced up to the newest chrome bills. On air, who cares if it's right or wrong? I just care which guests they invited on. Without a minute to stall, and there was liquor involved with some hype songs. And the night is young, right on cue, the talking begins. And we check out what Steve Bill's got on the blends. A bit grimy, a backdrop from the late 80s to the mid 90s, till it finally takes us to a rhythm that works. And K-Chrome spits a verse that he didn't rehearse. Both flex skills, proving it's all in. So gather round for the newest installment, Chrome Bills. Episode number 24.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
That was a nice blend right there.
It was effective.
Fell right in place.
What's up?
Steve Bills.
What's up?
The Kobe Bryant episode.
Mm-hmm. The Marshawn Lynch episode.
Beast mode.
How about that? Killing it last night.
Yo, how funny is
this? What's up with you, Chuck?
The Daniel Tosh joke where he talks about the moms running around and their little babies are in the 24 Kobe jerseys, and he's like, come on, number 8 was the rapist.
Oh, boy. It's all semantics, baby.
That Daniel Tosh is so clever.
Yo, it's jersey number semantics, y'all, from different styles.
Yo, can we jump right into this episode and go with some errors and omissions from episode 23?
Okay, break it down.
I should get my pen.
I feel like if someone's in a Chrome Bills hole where they're just listening to episode after episode, it'll be cool because they will, like 20 minutes ago, they heard one of us say some really dumbass shit. And now it's going to get corrected.
There was actually a drug coming out of Russia now that the only effect that it has is it makes you curl up in a ball and listen to every Chrome Bills episode to date. It's kind of a weird thing.
It's called Chromebillium.
Yep. Come, it looked like crystal.
It's on the periodic table of elements.
Holler at me. Holler at me with the errors and omissions.
All right, so errors and omissions. One thing you guys are probably going to notice about this is that I'm never going to call myself out for shit. So you guys are going to have to do some prep. These are definitely points that you guys were wrong on. Actually, one of them I think is on me. So, but in it's not funny. The ones about you guys are funny. The word fugazi. We were talking about fugazi. I had a thought on what the definition of fugazi was, as did Steve Bills. Steve, do you want to tell us what your definition of fugazi was?
My definition of fugazi was gay.
And mine was fake or imitation. And according to the lovely folks, also a Chrome Bill sponsor, over at UrbanDictionary.com.
Who are you?
We have 6 different definitions of fugazi, and I'm just going to fly through all of them real quick. One is fake, not authentic. The second is fake, phony. The third is an old Italian term meaning something's fake. 4 is something is fake, ultimately meaning jewelry. Number 5 is fake, superficial. And number 6 is someone who acts tough, but once separated from their crew and singled out, backs down from a challenge. So that one
really
maybe...
You're really pouring it on thick.
And by the way, the quote on the last one is actually an interview quote from Tim Thomas, NBA player, saying that...
Ex-Chicago Bull.
That Kenyon Martin is such a fugazi.
Shit. Mm. All right, so my apologies to the listeners for steering you wrong.
All right.
Back to the new format of Chrome Bills. We're going to be hearing some songs. I think I picked out 3 or 4.
Okay.
I don't recall.
You're going to find out because you're the one playing them.
I've got a little something.
Right. But the theme of mine is kind of some unheard of, unheralded songs.
Okay.
So this first one is from Inspector Deck, called A Little Story, off of the Resident Patient album. Produced by the RZA.
Boom.
Are we going into it now? Nice.
Yeah, we're going in right now.
Am I going blind?
House gang. Urban icon. Your big brother Deck in your face. A.K.A. the General Maximus. A.K.A. Radar. A.K.A. Excalibur. Sword bearer.
RZA, what up? I keep a blunt lit, holding my nuts. Dark sees a cut. Throw some dough on the wood, things can be discussed. I stay thirsty, grind and play dirty. Wordy like James with knights and game jerseys. Third degree penmanship, flow is effortless. Make the mass congregate like they Methodist. Specialist, I'm your draft pick, catch your flicks. Heads get right off of this, it's that shit. Killer Hill Madness, we at it. Fantastic, like the force automatic. Off with the hinges. When it comes down to legal tenders, it's business. We get in your blood with no syringes. Certified live, provide the dope side. Both coast slide, my vibe is so fly. Sick kids, see me get big for six figs. I flip wigs, let it be known the kid lives. Here's a little story that I got to tell about the R to the E to the B E L. Dipped off the scene, niggas thought he fell, but now I'm back making heads spin like Sweet Wells. With the eye of the tiger, lights the lone. I hit the microphone. My life can't be cloned by Spike Jones. While y'all busy being John Malkovich, ain't even bout it. Come out the house to see the streets, coward. With a fainting heart, make easy prey for the sharks. And brave hearts, bang hard and aim sharp. On every block, something sold and something cold at your back. So nothing's told after the fact. Yeah, I dwell where they bring the hell, kings of fell. I tried to leave the life, still my name ring bells. And I'ma be here for a minute. All in it from the scrimmage, I was born with it. Come on, get it if you want it bad. We got automatic for you fags. Take your manhood along with all you have. It's the underdogs, hunger dog. We run the yard, dance with the wolves. And that's the fun part. I get my weight up, benching the world. Me, my man, and my girl. Thorough in my sack, repping my burl. Headshots of Henny, plenty broads and they cut off. Send them on a date with your boss. When you nut off, you're done off. Blood loss is more than a game. Torture and pain, it's all for the fortune. Fame, I said, blood loss is more than a game. Torture and pain, it's all for the fortune and fame. Here's a little story that I got to tell about the R to the E to the B E L. Dipped off the scene, niggas thought he fell, but now I'm back making heads spin like Sweet Wells. Here's a little story that I got to tell about the R to the E to the B E L. Dipped off the scene, niggas thought he fell, but now I'm back making heads spin like Sweet Wells.
Woo!
Ha, ha, ha. Wow.
Grand groove, grand groove.
Hey, Steve, quick recap for the folks at home. What album is that on again? What's the name of the song? And is that that's produced by RZA? Can you just answer those three questions for me personally?
Yeah, that's off of an album called The Resident Patient. I'm sorry. I think I might have said The Resident Alien, which is incorrect. It's yep. The Resident Patient, Inspector Deck, and that song is called A Little Story, produced by the RZA. And I think that was actually a single off of that album, with a B-side was a track produced by the Beatnuts, which was, it was still dope, but not as dope as that one.
And what,
I feel like that was a real banger.
What year approximately is that?
I want to say that was like 2004. I want to make a mix of all the Wu-Tang, like kind of unknown, like slept on tracks, like right. Do like an hour mix of songs just like that, that are out there that people might have never heard, you know?
I mean, just by playing the percentages, there's so much material, you're gonna find at least 12 songs worth that.
Yeah, man, I think like there was joints on the Eight Diagrams that were dope. There was like, I don't know, there was a song called like Hollow Bones off of the W or some shit that was super dope.
Right.
Yeah, there's a lot of just like kind of underground Wu-Tang for when people had gotten sick of Wu-Tang or they thought they fell off, you know?
Yeah.
There's still dope joints out there. Like there's a dope joint off of Tikal Part 2
right.
that people probably haven't heard, you know?
I think it's interesting because at some point people start taking things for granted. Like while we were listening to that song, I was thinking, all right, well, you got your Pete Rock, you got DJ Premier, but I feel like RZA is sort of like the Isaiah Thomas of producers. It's like, yo, like that dude was a top three player for like 15 years.
Yeah.
And fools just forget that shit now.
Right.
Whereas when I hear all the stuff that the RZA did now, like I see him in Pineapple Express and shit, I'm like, oh, I forgot he produced the entire 1990s East Coast rap scene.
Yeah.
Dude, he's in Californication too. If you can stomach watching that show, he's in for an entire season.
Is he a good actor? Is he a good actor?
They have him in a really corny role on that season. He's actually playing a rapper turned actor that they're trying to clown. So it's, I wouldn't recommend it. But he was funny as hell in Waiting or one of those movies that he was in.
It's kind of interesting because every time I saw like Method Man when he was in The Wire, I thought he really nailed it. But, you know, I mean, for what it's worth, I was like, you're just being yourself.
Yeah.
That's dope. You know, it's not easy to do in front of a camera.
I thought the integrity of the writers in The Wire was that they never tried to make him a bigger part, you know, because they really could have marketed the show when it needed some buzz by just turning Method Man into basically like Weebay or a bigger character, and they didn't. You know, they kept him as cheese. He's fucking cheese, and I respect the hell out of them for that.
Yeah.
HBO is kind of always on the rapper tip.
Yeah.
You know?
Who else am I missing?
I think Lord Jamar was on Oz. Speaking of Lord Jamar.
Yeah.
He was on Oz, right?
Very true.
Method Man, they had Saigon on Entourage.
Mm-hmm. Right. He did the theme song.
He did the theme song for Entourage?
No, he didn't.
Didn't he?
I'm going errors and omissions on that. I think the theme song is like Porno for Pirates.
You can't say anything wrong
I thought he
anymore.
Got paid, or maybe it was Obi Trice. Somebody got paid at the ass for doing the theme song for that show. I'm telling you, I'm right on this.
Hopefully
one.
It's no, Obi Trice.
Please look this shit up.
I know
up
where
next week.
Cole's getting confused. Is actually, I will say, at the end of an Entourage episode, they always went out to a song, and they actually played really good music at the end of it. That's where I got up on the Obi Trice, Since They Want to Know. Which is like probably if you had to play one Obi Trice song, if Steve owns one Obi Trice record, it's Since They Want to Know.
Was there an Obi once? Is he in different styles?
Obi once.
Yep. He's in different styles with extra towels and three shirts.
Yo, let me get through one more errors and omissions real quick. You guys were having a discussion about the song Outta Here. And
And
what track number it was? Do you guys remember what your thoughts were?
I think I said it was the second song after the intro.
I said it was the last, but it's like fourth, right?
The prize goes to Steve Bills. It's definitely number two. Cole said it was the last and said it's a great way to close a show. And I know the Freudian slip is that Cole actually used to rap over Outta Here to close shows.
Yeah.
And he totally slipped between KRS-One and Seize Mikes for a second.
9 to 5, Walking Dead, now we out of here. I flipped it in my own way. But yeah, absolutely. God, I love that beat.
I think the last song on that is like Mortal Thought or Higher Ground is one of the last songs on that Boom Bap, Return of the Boom Bap.
It's called Higher Level. I'm actually looking at the track list right now.
What did I say? Higher Ground?
Yeah, but you're close. An asshole. You're close.
Higher Level.
I did too much show prep to know any of this shit.
True.
I'm over here comparing producers to fucking basketball players.
Before I forget, I want to drop our sponsor for tonight.
Okay.
Little Caesar's Pizza. Little C's from Junior Mafia and C's Mike's have collaborated to bring you the pizza anthem of the year and C's Mike's cheese bites.
So much cheese.
These are very cheesy.
These are cheesy.
These are very cheesy.
Chuck, we mailed you a pack last week. Did you heat them up? How are they?
Oh, they were great, actually. And I want to shout out for real.
Which I think they're...
Urban Dictionary, who's supplying some of the content tonight, also was a sponsor. I want to shout them out.
True. Shout them out.
And the hashtag AskSeeds. We actually got three questions when I put out the tweet about asking questions for the show to a segment that I guess we're all going to answer, but it's just cool that it rhymes with Ask Jeeves. So we'll be doing Ask Seeds.
Wow, I just picked up on that.
There you go. So we got three questions. I'll start with one. This one's from @IncognitoMartin. And it says...
Stop.
Please. I think people are starting Twitter names off of things on the show, which is good because at least that shows we're going somewhere. It says, please explain how/why C's broke three phones in this calendar year.
The first time... You know, it's one of those things where, like, the first time around, it was on its last legs, and it was just kind of a piece of junk phone. So when it just wasn't working anymore, I was like, all right, like, this thing's got to go. So I went and got another one. Before I did that, I smashed it because I got pissed off. So I went and got another one. I mean, the same thing happened twice where, like, I was talking about a couple weeks ago on here. The thing about technology that drives me nuts now is people are like, oh, like, everything's so easy. Like, I feel like there's just so much minutia bullshit to deal with. Like, I have an iPhone. It's an iPhone 5. I'm using the map app to fucking, you know, to get somewhere. Yeah. And at the last step, it tells me to go, like, the complete opposite direction. I'm like, I get it. The complaining about this is irrational. Uh-huh. But in that moment, I was fucking furious.
You're mad at that.
It's like, How are you getting me lost? You're supposed to fucking do this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not looking at an atlas. There's a fucking digital readout telling me where to go.
I don't think people find directions on atlases, but...
Well, you know what I mean. Like a road map.
Do they? Put that on Aaron's
intermission. At some point, somebody looked at an atlas to get somewhere. The point that I'm making is that... you know, honestly, the point I'm making is that I'm insane. I could have just answered that question with one word. I'm insane. Two words.
All right. Another question came in from at Heavy Breath, which was... What was the name of Steve Bill's radio show in college? What college, and is it available online?
There was no name to it, I don't think.
No name, nah. Wow.
I don't think it was called the No Name Show. No, what the fuck was the name of that
show? Check out my show. What is it? I don't know.
How
did you promote it?
What are the questions again? Pass, what's
and
the name
it said,
of it?
And then said, what college, and then is it available online?
Oh, Virginia Tech, and no, it's not available online.
Dude, if you have any old episodes, you should probably post it though, just for kicks.
Yeah, yeah, I gotta hit up a couple of my cohorts.
Actually, so we should bring in sound bites of you talking on mic and just make fun of you, like, hilarious. The way that people will speaking with this podcast at some point.
Speaking of me talking on mic, did I tell you I got on the Opie and Anthony show the other day?
No, really?
Yeah.
Do tell.
I called in to the Opie
Friends of the show?
Am I fucking up your show prep?
No, I totally forgot that I should have brought this.
Yeah, what the fuck is this dude's name?
Rich Voss.
Rich Voss was on there.
Okay.
Do you know Rich Voss?
Comedian.
Yeah,
right?
Comedian. And he was on there with his wife talking about how he doesn't really tell very good stories.
Okay.
And they were clearly running out of steam, similar to the Chrome Bills show.
Right.
And so I have a story about Rich Voss. So I called in there. They had I was on satellite radio. Okay. And they had the number there. Dude, I called up, and within 5 minutes, I was on the radio.
How nervous were you?
I got nervous. Yeah. I actually got nervous. When I called in, I was like, oh, this will be funny. And then they were like, Steve from Maryland, you're on the air. Or Steve from D.C., you're on the air. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
I mean, you don't get two takes on this shit.
No.
You know?
No. So this guy, I went and I got set up on kind of a blind date when I was single back in the days, and I went out with this Vietnamese girl.
Okay.
And we got sat.
She was Rick Voss in a wig.
She was Rick Ross.
Rick Ross.
Rick Ross going to see Rich Voss. And they sat us up in the front row, right?
Right.
And you know, the drinks are strong at the DC Improv.
Yes. Okay.
And
you know what? I saw Jay Moore there, and now that I just had a flashback, I was like, man, I was fucking hammered.
Those drinks are super strong.
Right.
You know? So it was Saturday night, and she was getting a little bit tipsy.
Okay.
And Rich Voss lost on the last comic standing to a Vietnamese comedian named Dat Phan.
Oh, boy.
So she started getting mouthy, yelling out, Dat Phan, Dat Phan.
Wow.
And he's like...
That was your date?
Yeah, and she looks at her and is like, yeah, well, like, you bought tickets to see me, you know?
So pipe the fuck down.
And then he was like, hey, buddy, does her pussy taste like sweet and sour pork? And I was like, oh, man.
This is the first time you went out?
First time we went out.
Wow. What a terrible position to be in.
Yeah. So her face got super red.
Because everyone in the room thinks that you guys are like a couple, like you got to stand up for it.
She was very quiet after that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you respond? So I called in and told him that story.
Did you respond to Rich Voss at that show?
No, dude. He was going in on everybody.
Not on a first date, too.
No, I was like, thanks. I put my hand up. Like, we're good.
Yeah.
We got this under control.
Yeah.
Like, move on to the next couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was like an interracial couple sitting next to us. And Rich Voss was like, I don't have a daughter. But if I did, she'd be breaking a rule right here. Something had pointed to them. I was like, Jesus Christ, man.
I mean,
he's vicious.
I feel like it's a comedy show and that's his steez. Like, you can't take that personally.
Or you can't try to battle it out with him from the audience.
He will win.
That's not a good move.
He has a mic. Yeah. Like, you're totally screwed.
Yeah.
I was kind of upset that Steve didn't name drop Chrome Bills and be like, yeah, this is actually Steve from the Chrome Bills podcast.
True. And I called in on Chuck's birthday and didn't give Chuck a shout out.
But
on his birthday.
Were you thinking that before you got on the air?
No, after. Okay. After I was like, oh, fuck, I should have given Chuck a shout out.
I feel like you've called into the radio before, right, Chuck?
I think I've told you the story of when I was on JT the Brick, which is a sports show. And
he
muted my mic because I was telling him he was full of shit.
Really?
Well, it was after the riots at Maryland. And there was stories coming out. In like respectable papers, I think it was like the Washington Post or USA Today or something, from students saying that the cops were kind of guilty of an abuse of power, and he was being very skeptical. And I told him that you know, the night was basically over and I had been in Danny's, which is a food restaurant in downtown College Park. And I came out and got shot with rubber bullets like immediately when we walked out onto the street. And I was like, we hadn't done anything. Funny, we weren't riding. We weren't riding or anything.
And I didn't know that.
And he said that he didn't believe me. And I was like, you're broadcasting from California. I live in College Park. Like, how are you going to say you don't trust me? At which point he muted my mic.
Right. Wow.
That's crazy.
He just shut you down, huh?
Yeah, he Bill O'Reilly'd me.
I've known you mad long. I'd never heard that story. That's crazy.
I swear I've told it to you like 10 times.
Really? God, how much drugs were we doing? Like, yeah, totally, man. You're like, you were nodding out and shit. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, we were probably, I think I told it to you when you were in Manhattan the other night.
Yeah, I definitely don't remember that.
Yeah.
I don't remember any of it. Well, here's the thing, too. I feel like it's such a generational thing because I feel like kids, like, for all our 18 and under listeners, because there's a lot of those crumb billionaires out there checking us out on iTunes.
Don't listen.
I feel like they're never going to experience calling into a radio station. I feel like that's definitely
dying out.
It's
a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It really is.
But it is a different kind of headspace. It's a different set of nerves. Every time there's a shout out to the Junkies, friend of the show. I went and did some stuff with them, and I did like the intro. But anytime I'd call, even just to talk sports, they'd be like, and let's go to Cole. And then like you hear that click that you're going to be on the air. I'd be like, Mike Singletary shouldn't have been fired. Bye.
You know? Yo, it's funny how much different people's voices sound when you get them on the phone instead of how they are broadcasting. Whereas I feel when we do this show as opposed to how the podcast sounds, because it's not like the frequency is not modulated, it sounds the exact same. I wonder what the three of us would sound like over FM radio.
Yeah, we'd probably sound different.
I'd sound like this probably. I would make them pick it based on my voice. That's the thing. Do you think, what if that was just like a huge phone call where we just all froze up because we were so nervous because you're like, holy shit, like I used to listen to this over the air. I feel like at least here we're like, if we fuck up, we can start over.
We can always restart it.
Yeah, once we've started this episode over 11
times
already.
Yeah, 11. Yeah, 3 or 11 times.
Eight. What's the difference?
Shout out 311, sponsor of the show.
Right.
Hey, as I see,
but if we got on the air,
as I see Steve throw back the wine, I'm going to go to our regular Chrome Bills check-in called What Are You Drinking?
This is Thorny Rose Red Blend from...
Along those lines, I actually have a sponsor for tonight, VH1 Behind the Podcast. And in the VH1 Behind the Podcast, we see Steve's rampant red wine wife-borrowing alcoholism running rampant and ruining his life. Like, man, I got up to 2 glasses a night. It was really a problem.
I started wearing high heels and drinking red wine in the middle of the night. I don't know what's going on, fellas.
Complaining about your thighs.
Man, my thyroid is really acting up. And my thighs. So we got another song here.
Steve went to Steph.
Coming through. Do we still have one more Ask C's?
We do have one more Ask C's. This one, hold on. I know the question, but I got to see who it was from. This is from at Double or Nothing. And it says, are you guys ever going to do an interview?
Yeah. My man Double or Nothing. Shout out Different Styles.
Yeah, Different Styles.
First interview coming after this music break.
Different Styles welcoming the newest member.
I don't know about
ramifications.
That, but once I get my I need to get a second mic up here.
Ramifications of the RAM.
I need to get a second mic up here, and then I've got a couple interviews lined up. So coming in Chrome Bills episodes, probably between 25 and 30, we'd probably have at least 2 interviews. I think that's a good
goal. Broadway said he wants to be on 25. So,
you know what we should promote? Who is ever actually going to get an interview with Jesus? We should start saying on episode 100, there's going to be an interview with Jesus.
A Jesus episode.
That could be like how we go viral. People are like, yo, these guys have been talking about it. Is this for real?
Here comes the fade outs.
And we bring it in, and it's some guy, Jesus, that moves bags in front of U-Haul.
Y'all forgot about this shit, right?
All right, KRS-One, Gunning Them Down, off the Chris Styles album. You've never heard this.
Yeah. What up, Choco? Yo, turn it around for me one time. Yo, I don't despise thugs, I advise thugs. I teach y'all thugs, because that's what I was. Yeah, I say was, because today I'm above. All the guns, illegal funds, the crews, and the drugs. Any hood I walk in, they show me love. They say knowledge reigns supreme. What up, cuz? Cops wanna sit down and get all buzzed. They wanna think as they drink down in the suds. I respect it, but I don't get down with the fuzz. I don't drink with DTs, I don't hang with the judge. But truth be truth,
then I got the proof. Most ministers were straight thugs out in their youth. See, if you're over 25 and you never got live when it was time to ride, you ain't got no heart. But if you're over 26 and you're still in the mix and your life you ain't fixed, you ain't doing your part. You see them cats on TV playing a role, gassing y'all. Them cats be over 30 years old, acting all dirty and cold. None of my classic albums, they was worthy to hold. I'm concerned with the soul on the stand. When we were slapping up rappers, they was doing the running, man. You don't know my style, we be straight gunning, man. If you don't know, you better ask your older brother, man. Shit gets realer than real TV from 86. Ain't no rapper realer than me. Or Just Ice, I see you a steady beat. What y'all waiting to see? Something faking in me? Don't let me have to pull out the Jamaican in me. I'd rather pull out the Assalamu Alaikum in me. Why Alaikum Salam? Yo, you want to test it done? Now, 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 boy, God.
They don't really want to learn.
We'll start gunning them down.
Yo, they really ain't concerned.
We'll start gunning them down.
They don't want to get the book.
We'll start gunning them down.
They don't want a conscience.
We'll start gunning them down.
They don't want to pay dues.
We'll start gunning them down.
They be acting brand new.
We'll start gunning them down.
They don't want to get the light.
We'll start gunning them down. Will find you. The light I recite will blind and outshine you. Street cats be wondering why they even sign you. Where they find you? Who is the first cat to rap why da da dang and show you what the nine do? You ain't never seen me behave with them firearms. Maybe not, cause you just a slave to Viacom. Me, I'm a free MC hip hopper. I teach real gangsters, hang with real godsters. I am to hip hop what Selassie is to rosters. Watch him out before someone I don't know pops ya. Let me stop the or stop the street rhetoric. Ha, your soul, you're selling it. Ha, come with some better shit. Ha, in 5 years, your whole catalog's irrelevant. Ha, you spit the ignorance while I spit intelligence. You got it backwards like saying hop hip. That's why when you battled, your whole crew got ripped.
You wanna battle?
They don't really wanna learn.
We'll start gunning them down.
Yo, they really ain't concerned.
We'll start gunning them down.
They don't wanna get the book.
We'll start gunning them down.
They don't want a conscience.
We'll start gunning them down.
They don't wanna pay dues.
We'll start gunning them down.
They be acting brand new.
We'll start gunning them down.
They don't wanna get the light.
We'll start gunning them down. Yo, pass me the mic.
We'll start gunning them down.
Yo. KRS-One.
KRS-One.
Yo, that was...
Wow.
Sick. That was sick.
He came with it on that one.
Who wants to start the love fest first? Because I got like a paragraph in my head. I'm sure we all do.
Please, after you.
I was just going to say that the way I always explain it is KRS-One has the best presence on the microphone when he's in the zone. That I saw him at a show in Baltimore once, and he was explaining how hip-hop started and where the Bridges Over came in and everything. And I was like, this guy is so convincing live. He's like a friggin' motivational speaker that hip-hop could have started in Queens and the world could have been fooled because he's just that good at public speaking.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing for me, too, I've seen him so many times live, and I agree completely with Chuck's assessment, and I forget sometimes when I hear his songs, especially the ones where he's in the pocket on them, he's the one who created the checklist of, like, what a rap song should have as an MC. Like, fuck all the other stuff. Like, as an MC, these are the benchmarks that you want to hit. He fucking said, you might not ever see me with them firearms, maybe not, but you were slave to Viacom. Like, that word combination, talking about, like, this new subject matter, it's a fucking battle line. Like, just those two bars alone contain more fucking, like, talent MC-wise than so much shit that's come after.
Right.
That dude's on some next shit.
For sure. I threw that on because I feel like you heard, like, spiritual-minded, and you probably didn't even get to the middle of that album, and then that fucking song comes on.
Yeah.
You know, after so much bullshit, like... He had like a Sneak Attack album that wasn't very good.
What album was that off
of? It's called Chris Styles.
Okay.
K-R-I-S Styles.
Isn't Spiritual Minded an album too?
2005. Yeah, Spiritual Minded. He put out... I mean, there's like a Nelly diss, I think, on Spiritual Minded.
Yeah, there.
That was kind of dope. Why the fuck did Nelly diss KRS? That was ridiculous.
Yo,
from what I understand, it was like a video of his came on, and he was like, man, nobody wants to hear that old dude or some shit like that. Like, it was just such a dumb thing to say.
Fuck out of here.
Singing country music. Do you guys have a favorite KRS-One song? I know Cole's going to say Out of Here, but...
That one. The one that we just heard.
That one's pretty dope, man.
What about a favorite album?
We did this seriously on the last episode. Okay. We talked about, you said yours was Sex and Violence, right?
You know what? We did do this already.
We did. Somebody's losing their memory. Worse
it's got to be Sex
worse
and Violence,
too. Worse than me. Errors and Omissions.
Have I told you guys that I was on JT the Brick? Yo, can we, going more current.
It's your boy Extra Towels and my DJ 3 shirt, y'all.
Can we talk about what's up, the Sway and Kanye interview that happened last week that pretty much set the hip-hop internet on fire? Cole, did you actually see or hear any of that?
I did.
Who are you?
I did. I mean, I definitely skipped ahead to the part where everybody was like, here, it's at 17:17. So I just skipped ahead to that, watched it, and when it was over, I was like, all right.
Dude, they started off really cordial and nice.
Yeah, I felt like it was pretty obvious that it just took a turn to the left pretty quickly.
It did. It turned very fast.
What'd you think?
I think dude got defensive. From what I heard, he lost $13 million. He invested $13 million of his own money.
Yeah.
And then, so say you lose that much money.
Right.
Say you lost $13 and somebody was like, yeah, but why did you lose that money? And you'd be like, well, what the fuck? You're not living my life. Why are you trying to tell me how I should run my finances?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we talked about him on Jimmy Kimmel. And when I remember watching it, I was like, oh, if you get on board with how this dude thinks, he's making a lot of sense. But I feel like where he ran into problems with Sway was like, that dude only knows how to make his point kind of one way.
Yeah.
Just like bold, like blunt as shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like not tampering it down. That's his style.
He should have kind of expected something.
Well, you can do that in a 3-minute song. Like when you act like that in interviews and shit, like someone's going to check you on it.
Yeah.
And you have to have other ways of expressing
yourself. Do you feel like Sway checked him?
I feel like he handled it very appropriately. Because to me, the part I'm wondering, it's like on some Andy Kaufman shit. It was like, yo, at what point do people at least start asking like how much of this is an act?
He is kind of very, I could see the Andy Kaufman aspect.
You know, like I'm not, to this point, I don't think it's an act, but like I feel like 5 times from now, if it's the same thing,
yeah.
I'd be like, yo, there's a reason for this.
He's doing it right. Like he's doing a Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Or he just knows like that's how he's going to stay relevant.
Yeah. What do you think, Chuck?
I just want to say that to echo that point, the whole idea that he brings up either in that interview or the Charlamagne interview on Power 105 that happened like a day or two before or after. He points to being on Bonus Time and almost dying in the car wreck, and how much of that like lack of inhibition and lack of really like giving a fuck at all is related to that. Because I do know that in the weirdest way, like when I've gone through, you know, some of the trials and tribulations in life, that when you're kind of climbing out of like a near death or like a near ending situation, or even on the days where I had like, you know, I had 2 knee surgeries this year, and like the day afterwards, like the sort of like, all right, I got through that, and now like it's bonus time mentality can actually be really fucking empowering. And I wonder if the car accident was really that much where he, I mean, if you think about it, the guy's basically been a create your own destiny, you know, make your own world example ever since then. With that being said, I'm so tired of his shit right now. I'm so ridiculously tired of it, but I do point to it. You know, I think that that's it's an interesting aspect of his trajectory.
Yeah,
I like his style, man. I feel like you can kind of shape your own destiny. Whatever the fuck you want, just say that you want it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like people are so involved in their day-to-day lives, they're just like, okay, whatever.
Well, also, it's like,
are you going to think about it more than me? Yeah. Okay, you handle it. Take it, whatever you want.
Do you
want
to get crazy? Like, this is how crazy I'm going to get. Like, there are no rules. Like, for you guys, then there's no rules for me as an individual. Fuck it.
Right.
I think that's where a lot of people get to. Like, financially, they reach, like, he lost $13 million. I wonder, I know it's a hit. I mean, it might be like us losing like 10 grand.
He's still good.
Like, you'll feel it, but it's like, he's all right, good. Like, you know?
Yeah.
I can move on from this.
All right.
I don't know. I feel, you know, it's one thing I feel like I never had these kind of conversations about KRS-One. I was just like, yo, like, the dude's music is dope.
Very
we
true.
Discuss his music for 6 hours, not
true.
His fucking personal
you spend
life.
We spend more time talking about his personality than his
I really
music.
Hate that shit.
Yo, yeah, and comparing, right.
And I don't dislike his music, you know.
Are we gossipy bitches?
No, I think that's how things are now. I don't dislike his music. I discuss it for a
but
while.
What kind of jeans is he wearing?
Hold up. Yeah. But comparing the two, I want to go in on something, though. And Steve, I don't know if you watched the whole interview. It sounds like Cole did not. At the very end, they ask him to freestyle, It's 2 minutes after this guy said that he is the biggest artist of the generation.
Okay.
And he basically, they put on a beat. You could tell he's not really getting into it. They like loop up a Nine Inch Nails joint or something that, ironically, I've heard C's rhyme to 10 different times because he used to.
I've been listening to a lot lately, too.
He used to loop up the Nine Inch Nails and rock.
There is no fucking you. There is only me. It's like this ill break at the beginning with a guitar.
He sits there and like kind of fucks around and doesn't rhyme for like four bars, like purposely doesn't rhyme. And he's like, nah, I don't feel like rhyming tonight. Now, granted, as an MC who has been there, like, there's been times I didn't want to rap. I don't want to get hit up on Twitter tomorrow talking about I was in a cypher with K. Chrome and he didn't want to rhyme. I've seen incredible MCs decide not to rhyme. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you're really the artist of a generation and you just came off an interview, like, pretty much proclaiming it, to not just kick 16, you know. Sorry, I had to. Sway, he's from Sway and Tech. I was on an interview. I had to put Sway in check. You know, to not have like some sort of punch cherry on top on that joint, I was just kind of shocked by it.
Right.
I was not feeling it. I feel like that was kind of a black eye to me as an MC.
They set him up, though. If you lose your temper, though, I feel like it's harder to freestyle if you're pissed off in the first place.
But see, here's the thing. I feel like I've seen enough Sway and Tech interviews where everybody freestyles. Like, I've seen Brother Ali on there freestyling. Like, that's people go on there and freestyle. You know that you're going
to
do that.
He asks everybody to freestyle. He
like,
does.
If you didn't know that was coming, that's kind of on you.
He should have had somebody write it Hot 16.
Well, I'm sure he's... I'm sure he's got something. He was like, this is what I do. I make music. So I have this song that, like, I haven't recorded yet, but here's 16.
He doesn't need to do that for them.
You know, honestly,
he doesn't need to do it. But how hard is it to kick like a lazy freestyle?
He should have done it. But I feel like to a certain extent, like this is where we are now.
We are.
I'm just as deflated by that as you are, Chuck. But does part of you, like, you know what? Yeah.
Well, the only reason this dude is not calling himself the most important artist of a generation, and then not being able to freestyle. Because I'm sorry, like. I can name 10 other rappers that are current rappers. I'm not going to point out, and I'm not even going to go underground like Jay-Z or someone. I mean, underground like Brother Ali. I feel like that's a total
errors and omissions.
That's on errors and omissions. No, I'm not going to go underground like Brother Ali. I feel like Jay-Z, Kendrick Lamar, Schoolboy Q, Aesop Rocky, Joey Badass.
Who are you?
Drake.
Who are you?
Any
who
of
are
these
you?
People.
Who are you? Who are you?
Would ultimately kick a freestyle at the end of that interview. Especially, like, for any flaw that I've ever criticized Drake of, if he sat there and proclaimed he was the most important artist of any genre of music, he would have 16 bars at the end.
Who are you?
Right. Mm-hmm. That's just my stance.
It's a who's who. That was a who's who of who are you?
Schoolboy Q's.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man. Like, that's why I feel... Does that mean our generation sucks, then?
Yeah. Think about J. Cole.
No, not our generation.
That's true.
Huh?
Did I forget J. Cole off that list? I do like J. Cole.
You forgot Juicy J.
I mean, there's no debate. It was, like, KRS-One, Rakim. It was... But anybody you were picking from in that pool was pretty dope. Like,
Willie
really?
D.
This is where we're at? Nah, he wasn't up there. He was
Willie
good. But
he was good. Ballhead Hose?
Okay.
That's a classic.
Yeah.
Bald Head Hose has some... Yeah, it's classic.
Yeah, that dude has a song named Bald Head Hose.
Bald Head Hose.
I believe, that it's headed. It's not even head hose. It's bald headed hose.
It's bald headed hose. I'm going to go errors and omissions on you. Mm-hmm.
If the day you guys prepare on errors and omissions, I'll be happy.
I'm gonna call into ONA and give them your E&O.
This week on VH1 Behind the Podcast, Chuck began to harbor resent towards Stephen Cole for doing no show prep.
Yo, so I think I'm
just really spending a lot of time on this.
I've got a great segue into the last little bit of show prep I did. So, like, we're talking about our generation and everything, you know, and I think we can all agree that DJ Premier is a huge influence on just hip hop in general and obviously our tastes. So I wanted to take five albums that came out in 1993 and five albums that came out in 1994, and I just want you to tell me which one Premier did not have a beat on. All right, so this is a little bit of our games. This is called
if we have to go into a song break, I'm gonna wave at the screen.
Well, let's do 1993 real quick, and then and then we'll go into a song break. So this bit is called Them That's Not. All right, because it's the which of the following is not.
J-Live reference.
Shout out to J-Live. All right, so we have Boss, the album Deeper.
Yep.
Mobb Deep, Juvenile Hell. Onyx, Back the Fuck Up. Da Youngsters, Aftermath. And Dos FX, Caught in the Act. So I do have to say that remixes count because I'm pulling this off a wiki. So some of these show up. I know that the Dos FX is... I just gave one away. I know there's some remixes in there.
Okay.
So we have Boss Deeper, Mobb Deep, Juvenile Hell, Onyx Back the Fuck Up, Da Youngsters Aftermath, and Dos FX Caught in Da Act.
Now let me ask you this. These are the albums.
Those are the album
and
names.
You're saying that... And Premier doesn't have a beat on these albums, on one of these albums.
On one
albums.
Of those albums, he doesn't have a beat, or he didn't remix a song that came out on a 12-inch.
Okay.
I know my answer, so.
Let's always start with Cole.
I'm going to go with Boss.
I'm going with Onyx.
By the way, do you remember who Boss is?
Yeah, she had the video is dope. She like jumps on the fence and it sounds deep, like the No deep, Quarter Led deeper. Zeppelin thing. Yeah, but it was like this ill sound effect, wah, 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 some shit. And I remember like her jumping on a fence.
I think she was actually pretty. I mean,
she had a dope voice. Yeah,
what was the really perpetrate. Popular single that was like a bitch is a bitch?
It was deeper.
It was like gotta let a hoe be up. Oh, isn't that? Yeah, gotta.
Is silent.
You gotta let a hoe be up. Oh. Okay,
I'm curious to know the answer to this.
Yeah, what was the answer?
The answer is actually Onyx Back the Fuck Up. I was surprised you had a remix of a Mobb Deep song on Juvenile Hell.
Yeah, I knew that song. I actually didn't know the Dos FX one, but then you gave it away. So
I know I really fucked that up. All right, do you want to take us into some music and we'll come back with the 1994?
Yep, this is Large Professor After School, one of my favorite joints.
Yeah.
School guards running up the block, niggas dumping your son. Hold my coat, make sure nobody don't jump in. The mad spectators, grandparents and haters, in the middle of the streets within the realms of chaos. Come calamity, they just stomped him out. Where's his family? Nigga on the bus bleeding. It's insanity while pee-wee niggas wild out on the trains. Cypress Hill style, they be insane in the brain. Smacking businessmen coming from a long day's work. Snatching pocketbooks, all type of shit is berserk. After school in the streets of New York, a million. Deranged lunatic, crazy ass fucking children. Get set free, I'm alumni out of this XP. Bash a nigga in the skull with a bottle of NST. Then vote, tell the principal it ain't my fault. Hit the app, Music Factory, you see Mr. Wolf. After school. Daydreaming about getting some ass, passing notes back and forth with this Indian chick I used to love cause she was on that please give me the dick. Everyday shit, same bad channel, same station, like clockwork. After school I would just blaze it. Half days, damn, oh man, it was crazy. No school days was even much more amazing. But after school episodes was what I loved, cause the nigga just word slept, played and grubbed. Was my first, I remember that day it was bug. Even hit it up in the staircase, she was dumb. But still ladylike, kid, that's my favorite type. If I was thinking right, yeah, I would've made her my wife. But we was young, and I was only in the 7th grade. And my only concern back then was getting paid after school. Nigga representing Queens like Molly Mark Paul C. Yeah, you'll see, they laugh, but yo, it really wasn't humorous to me. Serious, go harder, don't start, is what my theory is. Can't doubt a man with a plan, no matter where he is in his life. I would stay up for whole nights, hooking shit up for no rights. Steady paying the price to be the unsung hero. That was a one-shot deal, though. And now them niggas getting the deal, though. And I'm still in the field, yo, playing it cool. Doing exactly what I told them I would do to get paid after school. Yeah, a little something for the school boys and the school girls. Lost pro rock in your world.
word up. Yo, check it out. Chrome Bill's coming back. Back to attack the wag aesthetic.
Steve, tell us about that song.
That was Large Professor, After School. And that was not released on an album. That was just a single. So,
right after you download the newest Chrome Bills podcast, after subscribing on iTunes, you can go buy that song. From
yeah,
Large
check
Professor.
That out. That's well, I believe it is. School. It is on iTunes, or you can buy it on a 12-inch single style.
Yo, who True else used that sample? That sample is like mad familiar. Is it a Gangstar interlude?
Yeah, somebody used it as an interlude. That's yeah, exactly what it is, Chuck.
Oh, you liked how the other day I sent you the email how that...
Oh, it was...
It's the... I know what it is. The on the Kanye Bound 2, and like it keeps going.
Was the Beat Nuts. It's the Beat Nuts. Was the Beat Nuts shit.
I was real psyched that I found that.
That was used as an interlude on the Common...
oh
album.
Yeah, it is. It's the Common joint.
One day it all makes sense.
Boom, boom.
Common interview coming up. Chrome Bills episode 27, I believe, is going to have Common.
We have no idea in Common coming in.
We got Jesus coming on episode 100. Kanye on episode 79. Look forward to that. Working our way towards the big time, folks.
Yep. Word up.
All right. So moving on to 1994. Random thought, real quick. Have you ever noticed that hops and marijuana not only look alike but also kind of smell alike? I just opened up a beer
a
and
point.
I was like, why does it smell
what
like
does
pot
hops
in my place?
There's nothing like hops.
Random.
I think Cole made a good point about the first verse of that Large Professor song.
What did you say, the story?
That was a pretty dark verse over like a really happy beat.
Yeah, it's kind of odd.
And I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
Throwing a little irony at you.
Large Professor, if you guys listen to the way Large Professor rhymes, he always ends his rhymes on the snare.
Yeah.
So
very deliberate.
If you go back and listen to his verses, everything is always hitting the rhyming word on the snare.
That's a
I really
subliminal
do like the storytelling.
Diss, by the way.
It's not a diss at all.
It's a diss at me and Cole.
Why? Do you guys do that? No, you don't.
You're like, yeah, these two herbs that I know.
That don't.
They're never landing. No, I know what you mean.
Dude, if I compared it to the Large Professor, I think you'd be like, "That, thank you, I appreciate that.
I think you were saying that we don't do that. Never mind.
No. Make sense not at all. Not at all. I think there's room for all types of ending on any parts of the song.
I liked where you went with that, man. I wasn't sure where you were going with it.
I thought you were like, no, I get it. And then you made the joke more of the joke. I like that. Chuck, what do we got for 1994? Again, the rules are DJ Premier did not make a beat or do a remix for a song off of these albums.
And the name of this game is called Them That's Not. We'll have to get that Them That's Not joint.
Them
on
That's
this,
Not
on the soundboard.
Then Them Nothing. God bless the dude who can write his own rhyme.
All right, so the loser of this game has to lead off Errors and Omissions for episode 25.
Okay.
So there's a lot at stake. We have J.Ru, The Sun Rises in the East. Big Daddy Kane, Daddy's Home. Omar, Keep Steppin'. O.C., Word Life. And Arrested Development, Ease My Mind. Running through one more time for the Chrome Billions at home, we have J.Ru, The Damager, Sun Rises in the East. Big Daddy Kane, Daddy's Home. Omar, Keep Steppin'. O.C., Word Life. Arrested Development, Ease My Mind remix. By the way, I have no fucking clue who Omar is.
I mean, that's the one that I'm like, who the fuck is Omar?
He's the guy on The Wire. Jesus.
What was the last one?
Don't you know
Omar's
anything?
Coming.
Arrested Development,
Ease My Mind. You remember that song?
All right.
Need some time.
I got my
ease
answer.
Ease My Mind.
Fuck.
Let's go. Let's always start with C's.
I mean, the neurons are firing, and I'm feeling like the obvious answer is too obvious, which would be Omar, because I'm like, this dude probably just paid him to do a beat. So I'm not going to go with that. J.Ru, yeah, like, he did Come Clean. That's an easy one. O.C., I'm going to say BDK, Big Daddy Kane, is the wild card. Or am I just playing myself off?
All right, my answer is O.C., Word Life.
Steve Bills has apparently been spying on me. That's a throwback.
No, I'm just that nice.
That's a throwback to the
I'm
Patriots.
I'm just that nice.
Yo, well, the OC one shocked me because I was looking at great.
That was all digging in the crates.
But if you remember the second OC album, is it the second one?
He had productions on
he
it.
He does the
Jules
intro
like
track.
All him.
Yeah, he does like the intro track. He does like War Games and he does What's the joint? I got
the world is mine.
I got
he does one with Freddie Fox.
Yeah.
Oh, the one with Freddie Fox is ridiculous.
Pull a star from the sky, let you lie with it. You stand astounded, wondering how I did it. That's a fucking shit. I just lit your joint with a star.
Yo,
I'm out.
The joint is, yeah, that's the one I laid it. He's like,
Oscar award winning, your shit on board with it.
Yo, the first line in that, too, the Slick Rick throwback. You know, I sweated because I dropped an album called I Got Jerked, where he goes, my homie Slick Rick said, I waited long time sweating it. I got jerked, but now I'm getting it.
Now I'm getting it.
Crazy like bizarre disaster.
Morgan said, I got married and now I'm pregnant.
Dude, you know what we haven't done in a while on here is freestyle.
We haven't.
True.
Let's do it, man. Yo.
Do you want to turn the beat up a little bit if we're going to freestyle? Just for me.
Do you have any beats?
I got beats, kid.
Yo. I used to get beats down to Ice Cold. Then I get really zooted and kick a nice flow. They'd be like, you was nice, yo. What is your name? I'd be like, Jesus Christ, bro. I'll be on episode 100 of Chrome Bills. Rappers a weak willed, looking for cheap thrills. But we build every Tuesday. Whose way? We gotta make a new way. On a news day, I break it down now. I gotta say, he say, but who say now? Who's they trying to be like Hussein with the chemical weapons? Got your genitals stepping off of the bottom. And now you're looking like a Ken and Barbie doll. I'm about to start and rock the party, y'all, now. After this, you know I'll be going home. First, I pass it off to my man, K Chromosome.
Ha, I got the dope flow, so don't sweat. I'm the only one on the show who's doing show prep. But I had a surgery, and I'm getting overweight. Peace to my man, Steve. He was on O&A. That's on Sirius. Are you really serious? Is the beat still on? Because I ain't hearing it. You might as well be believing it.
I think the beat is...
You hear that?
Man,
you're like, damn.
It's coming back.
Yo, he's whack. Trying to kick a freestyle to a delayed beat over G-Chat. You best believe that. Oh, I heard the drums come
fire.
In
came
and
right
you
back
need
in.
That.
That was fire.
Yo, and I laugh out loud. I got that E-Don picture in the background. That's what I see through the camera crew. Peace to J-Rue. I'ma damage you too.
Yo.
Yo, let me get some. All right. My mind is racing. I'm not racist. My mind's racist. They say patience is a virtue. There's 365 degrees in a circle. Actually, there's 360. I'm nifty. I'm doing lifting weights like I'm 50. Scent getting bent in my basement. You know what I meant when I said it the first time. This ain't my first rhyme, but it might be my last. So you too can kiss my ass. You knew I was gonna say that. And then I faded out and CC's with a pen.
Yo. I grab the mic, put you in a terrible position. 365 degrees in a circle, errors and omissions. It's a smooth interlude for your winter dudes. Bring it back, then I do an interview in the new. You into me, I'm into you, bring your crew. We can try to kick a freestyle, keep it nice and light. MCs on the mic don't know I'm all right. Did I mention that I'm white? I bet you didn't notice. I bring it back and then get positioned like Lotus. But I had to wrote this dopest over the top. You know it's gonna be the motor floating over the top of the sea. When they forgot the degree, couldn't even prove it to me. I'm sounding like Billy D with the Colt 45. The beer, not the gun or revolver. I dissolve a rapper in the bathtub. Just like Jesse and Walt White with bad blood. Fuck it, I bring it down to acid bass. I'm trying to be the first white dude on Aftermath. After that, I have to laugh. I grab the microphone and smack your ass. You couldn't pass my class. I pass it off to K Chrome. He was like, that was a blast.
I took the train home, that way I can avoid the highway for Thanksgiving. But now I'll be moving this Friday. Yes. You best believe it, and I'm doping. That's this Friday when this podcast is posted. So you can listen and know that right then my back is broken from overloading this box that I'm carrying. Get in the bedroom and pop the cherry in. You know what I mean. Christen it. If you're listening. Yes. I got straight passion through the chest. Going to work tomorrow morning, 8th Avenue Express. That's the blue line, ACE. Tore an ACL and break my knee. Couple injuries, synergy, and some other birds' words from architects, so let it be. I'm a blue sky that we need some new feelings of an opening or an entry. I like to talk like an architect while I break you down to the bark of a dog in the background. You can lash out, it's a rap cloud coming like a tsunami. falling off the track like a Metro North train happened in Brooklyn on Sunday. Yes.
Peace
Mike
out. Peace out. Yeah, he killed it.
What's up?
Episode number 24 of the Freestyle Session. One for the ages.
Well done, fellas.
That was nice.
High fives all around.
I feel like I had the best verse, so I'm just going to say that right now.
Yeah.
Yo, this beat is extra soft, isn't it? Yo, this is like the softest beat.
You can sound it. You can kind of layer into it. Get into it.
Hey, hey.
Chuck, I got to ask you, for all of our listeners out there, every episode of Chrome Bills is available on iTunes. And they are all evergreen. But we're going to date ourselves a little bit on this one. Chuck, how was your birthday last Thursday? And you are moving in. I forgot. You're moving into a new spot, the 5th. Look at that.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff to talk about.
Was that a freestyle?
No, he did say it was your birthday. What did you say, last Thursday? It was Tuesday.
Oh, he did. He was rhyming.
It was Tuesday, so I felt like he did it just to rhyme. It was good, man.
He was like doing that subcontinently. That was amazing.
Thursday was on my mind because that was Thanksgiving, right?
Yep. That's 1 hour, fellas.
Wow.
I kind of went by quickly. Chrome Bills on iTunes. Subscribe. Leave us some feedback. Shout us out on Twitter at Chrome Bills.
Yo, and hashtag Ask C's. We will
Ask
shout
C's,
you out on the show,
25.
And that's worth at least like 50 Twitter followers or a lot of hatred if you send an insulting question. I do want to shout out the people that submitted questions for today. Incognito Martin, Heavy Breath, and Double or Nothing.
Thank you, fellas. Thanks for following along. I did want to point out that when I was in 8th grade, I think 24 was my jersey number. So shout out to me.
Shout out to you.
Yeah. I was just going to yell out Cole, but I didn't think you guys would know what I meant.
All right. Take us out of here, K-Chrome.
Chrome Bills, 24. 1, 2, 3, 4. Chrome Bills.
Suckers wanna flow, but they got no show.
On the mic, flip the script and leave it done.
Buckshot's the one that gets the job done.
I'm
bad with this shit.
Ain't for time for move faking. Gots to get the loose so I can bring home the bacon. Brothers front, they say that tribe can't flow, but I've been known to do any possible like Broadway Joe. So.